Ni Rafiki, welcome to the Mambo Jumbo podcast with me, Sonia, and
Chance.
And today is
Reddit Wednesday. Okay, and we are very excited for this episode. Okay. Are you? This is our third episode.
I mean, with Reddit Wednesday, I have to be comfortable.
We have, because the stories are just so hard.
Oh, yes.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Am I an asshole for cancelling my fiancé's credit cards and throwing him out after this?
Okay.
Why did you never let me finish?
I don't know.
I was like almost. Okay. Am I an asshole for cancelling my fiancé's credit cards and throwing him out after discovering he was cheating on me with my best friend?
No.
You didn't even have the full story. I, female 32, have been with my fiancé, Jake, male 34, for 5 years. We got engaged last year and I've been covering most of our expenses since I earn a lot more.
Not the big man.
It's always the ones you pay the bills. Oh my god. I even added Jake to my credit cards to help him out.
You're part of the problem. You're part of the problem.
My best friend Emily, female 31, and I have been close since college, and she's been like a sister to me. Jake and Emily got along well, and the three of us hang out often. Bad mistake. But a few weeks ago, I noticed Jake acting weird, being secretive with his phone, taking calls in another room, and constantly texting. I couldn't shake the feeling that something was off. One night, while Jake was asleep, I checked his phone. What I found shattered me. Explicit messages between him and Emily, plans to meet behind my back, and even talks about a future together.
Yeah.
I felt utterly betrayed by the two people I trusted the most. The next day, while Jake was at work, I cancelled all his credit cards, removed him from our joint account, packed up his
stuff,
what has even contributed?
Zero.
Packed up his stuff, changed the locks, and left a note telling him, I left him a note telling him to never contact me again. When he found out, he blew up, accusing me of being cruel and vindictive. Emily hasn't said a word, but I've cut off all contact with her too, as you should. Now I'm starting to wonder if I overreacted, by going nuclear. So am I an asshole for cutting Jake off financially, kicking him out, and cutting off my best friend after finding out?
No.
Because you know sometimes when they're like you're doing it I would never do it again. Please forgive me. We can always move from this. And then you have that soft part of your heart. You're just like, okay, no problem. So I'm so glad that she waited for him to go at work and then do this.
No, but you're an idiot in what regards? Let me tell you. Credit card. How are you guys having a joint account? You're not his wife.
They're engaged.
It doesn't count. It doesn't count.
You're so strict.
No, it doesn't count.
I got it.
I don't have a ring. So like, what?
You have a ring? What do you mean? She's engaged.
Yeah, she's engaged, but that ring is just a promise, and the promise is not always gonna be fulfilled.
Okay, continue, ma'am.
So she just has what? An engagement ring. So what? And then she's paying the bills. So you're Bob the Builder in that house.
Who's Bob the Builder?
She is. She's Bob the Builder. What do you mean?
Is that like an actual person?
She's doing everything in the house.
Okay.
She's the man of the house.
Oh, cool.
What does he do? That's the question.
I haven't read somewhere where he says he contributed. Well, you know what? He bought the engagement ring.
With what? Credit card?
What do you
mean? With the credit card that she pays. Okay. What else?
They have a joint account together.
Basically, he bought the ring with her money.
You know what? I feel like maybe it's just me. I am so traditional that I will never live with a man until I say I do.
That's a mistake. Because like she's playing house for no reason. She's the Bob the Builder. She's playing house. She's the man in that house.
Yeah.
Everything she's doing, basically. Yeah. And then what does he do to her?
And I think for me, it's not coming out of like a place of harshness. But we need to stop normalizing playing house with these men out here. Mm-hmm. We need to stop that. As women, I know, like, we are coming, like, I've watched, you know, like, before, I used to be so obsessed with, like, YouTube couples. And I'd be like, oh my god, they're so cute. Yeah, like, I like some of them who have made it so far. But I just feel like you invest so much with someone that that time you could use it to, like, love yourself, invest in yourself, and elevate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is the one, they could also be doing that for themselves. So that by the time you guys are coming together after that 6-5 years of dating, you guys, each and every person has their own investment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if one of you wants to leave, you don't feel like you owe anyone, or you don't feel like you are leaving with nothing.
Because I feel like also, maybe devils are the king. Maybe the guy didn't want to leave because, like, she's doing everything.
Of course, he didn't want to leave.
Sugar mama, no?
Yes, like, she's paying most of the things. You think I would never leave? Hmm. You're paying half of everything. I'm guessing that joint account, like, 98%, she's done, like, that money
the most,
is, like, hers. Totally. That's what I'm guessing.
Damn.
But then, like, that's the thing. Like, we need, I'm sorry, I'm not a devil's advocate. We need to stop normalizing playing house until we say I do. I'm a very traditional person in some ways, mm-hmm. where I'm like, I'll never live with a man until I say I do.
What do you say to those people? So like, oh, I'll never know him unless if I live with him and then be
no. Able to see. You can still live with a guy. You can go and visit a guy and see how he is. What do you mean?
I'm just telling you what they say.
No. I understand. That's like, like I see it, right? I've heard it at so many times.
Yeah.
And this, and also like. No, it needs to stop. We are investing so much in the wrong people. You date someone for 10 years, 13 years, and then like you leave and you are so broken and you have so much trauma that they're not, that you don't even, your heart does not even have space to to like accommodate the right person for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person has to be caught up in all your bullshit.
I think that's really.
Or then you're like, oh, if you love me, you'll be with me on this healing trauma. No, you shouldn't even have been in that trauma in the first place.
If you're going through trauma, I don't think you should be with
Why are you even like dating a guy for more than 3 years? Oh, I am not going to rush him to put a ring on me. Yeah, but you guys are rushing to having a whole joint account, a whole saving account, whatever. You are so quick to pay the house rent and him just being there.
Mm.
You know, I saw this video on TikTok where this lady was working 3 jobs. And then like one day the colleague asked her, like, you're always tired. You work 3 jobs. Like, what is it that you know, what is the money going to? And then she's like, oh, I'm supporting my boyfriend. 3 jobs. I'm supporting you. Am I your mommy?
Cute.
I'm not your mommy. So me, I'm here, not enjoying my life, like struggling my mental health, working so hard only for a man to go and invest in my best friend.
No, the thing is, you know, I feel like women like that, like what you said, right?
Yeah.
You start, that's why some men, like women start building resentment towards that man. And then women start treating you like, basically like a bitch. Because at that point, like, you're not, like, a woman wants a man, you know?
Mm.
I don't want to be taking care of a man.
No, so, I don't like, want to. It gives me the ick.
Like, what does that say about you? That's why some, like, come on, Zarao, like, just like ignore you. Like,
they don't respect you. The respect is not there.
Because,
they feel like they can talk to you anyhow. They can say anything to what are you going to do? You can't do anything to me.
You're relying on me to pay
half of
it. You're relying on me to pay for
stuff. If you leave, I can still maintain this house.
Mm-hmm.
And as a man, honestly, you need to be ashamed.
Yeah, they talk down to you because there's nothing you're contributing.
That a woman is like covering half. And the best friend. Also, this thing, let me tell you, I've learned the hard way. When you get in a relationship with someone, please stop introducing your friends to this man. I'm so sorry. No.
Yeah.
I've learned that they had, like, we need to stop. It took me a long time to even actually learn that. Like, your friends can meet your man, but they need to be boundaries on what conversations they can actually have. Like, me, immediately you're taking my best friend or my friend's number, and then you are not telling me the reason as to why. You and him, all of you are cut off. Why is he taking your number if you're not telling me? And what is the essence of you taking my friend's number? Or what if I want to propose to you? So, you can still propose to me and you don't need my friend's advice, or you don't need my friend's help. Men all over the world are doing it. They don't need anyone's help and they're still proposing. Or what if something happens and then I have to call her? Why can't you call my family member? Why don't you take my dad's number or my mom's number? Why are you taking my friend's number? There need to be boundaries on what, how often do these people meet this man in your life?
Mm.
And at what point in life do they meet this man?
Mm.
Oh, we are having a chill Netflix and whatever. Or let me invite my friend. Or let me call my friends to join us. Mm-hmm. No, it's our moment. Right now, it's about us. Mm-hmm. And we need to start keeping those boundaries. And the minute you learn that, and the minute mm-hmm. you start learning to put those boundaries and keeping people in check, mm-hmm. then you are building a healthy relationship, not only for you, but for those other people who are involved in the whole incident. The friend, she's not a friend.
Yeah.
Okay? If she was a friend, she would have reached out, hey, this person, your boyfriend was asking for my number. I don't know what is the reason. Mm-hmm. Kindly tell him if he wants my number to come through you. Mm-hmm. If you cannot come through me to take my best friend's number, then you're up to something that is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank.
And I also think like with women too, like if they're in a relationship and stuff and things are not going well, I don't feel like you should be telling that to you. Sometimes like, especially to your family members.
Because
your family members, like they'll hold a grudge, right? They'll be like, you're cheating my daughter this way. Even though you guys, as a couple, you might move forward from that situation, like move on
with
it, right?
Your family will never.
But your family will never forget it. They'll continue, they'll constantly bring it up. Yeah, remember what he did to you?
Mm.
Oh, he's like this.
Mm-hmm.
So like sometimes don't be like speaking bad of your partner as well, right?
Yeah.
Like some stuff that like, you need to keep it like in private, not going running to your parents. Or like your family members and telling them, oh, this is, oh, he did this, he did that. Because like the day you decide to move on, they won't move on. They will remember it.
And they will resent that man.
Exactly. They'll keep on
resenting. And they will keep every little thing that that man does. It will always be connected to that one incident that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So you also need to learn how to be private. And even the best friend, maybe she was sharing with the best friend some things that she doesn't need to share with her.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things you don't need to tell your friends that's happening in a relationship.
Or like, keep especially there, like, and then I've noticed that also some women don't like when you're in a healthy relationship, right? And you're telling them, oh, my man does this for me. He does this. He provides for me. He cooks for me. He takes me out and that. Because sometimes your friend, like, they might be jealous of you. They're like, they want to get the same experience.
Yeah, I am not getting that. You are not getting
it. Yeah, they're not getting it, so they want that as well, right?
Yeah.
So, in what better way than let me get her, man?
Yeah, we need to be very careful. Well, I hope she heals, and I hope he heals, and I hope the best friend heals, because obviously they have both lost each other in some way or another, especially her. She needs to heal and like find herself before she gets into the next relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to be in the next relationship, sweetie, please, no, we are not paying half. We're not paying half of nothing. We are not giving money to a man.
Not Bob the Builder.
We're not doing Bob the Builder, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You be the Bob the Builder to yourself, for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and not for a man or to the man. Mm-hmm. So it's been a wonderful ready to
I'm not finished.
You're not finished?
No.
No, you want to tell us something?
One. My.
Hey, he's like.
Wait. So one of the things I was going to say. Oh, what did you say? I forgot. Like.
You need to build, she needs to be Bob the Builder for herself.
Yeah, that thing that last sentence. Yeah, so she needs to be like, I think she needs to sit down and work on herself,
oh, yeah,
as well as prepare
herself,
like if she's, and I don't think she should jump into any relationships, right? And also like, next time, like choosing your friend wisely, and not like everything like should be revolved around the man, because like that's what I'm getting from her, right?
Mm-hmm.
She did so much for that man, and what did she get in return?
So little.
Nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, be mindful of like, you sometimes like with women, like we want to be in a relationship so bad, but we forget that like with relationship it comes a lot of like complex issues, right?
Yeah.
So then you have to be willing to like, you know, like step aside and also like accept that like sometimes like enjoy your singleness. Nobody needs to be in a relationship.
Love yourself.
Peace of mind is more important than being in a relationship.
I know.
Headache, this one is doing this,
you're
one is
not obligated to call anyone or text anyone at a certain time or any other certain time.
We're telling them where you're going and stuff like,
wow, man, no,
you I'm free to leave as I want and I come back.
If I want right now, I can go do drive through at McDonald's and eat food in the parking lot. Anyway, it's been a wonderful Ready to Wednesday. We had so much fun talking about this. Otherwise, Rafiki, tune in next Wednesday for another Ready to Wednesday. So have a wonderful week, Rafiki. Bye.